This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Despite tighter margins, there are still opportunities for profits this year. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago recently released its May Agricultural Market Newsletter and included data on agricultural conditions in Iowa. Nationwide senior economist Ben Ayers said the report highlighted some persisting struggles that Iowa farmers are dealing with.
Sure. Well, we get a quarterly update from the Chicago Fed on the district that includes Iowa, and I think it really highlighted some of those continuing struggles that farmers are facing in 2024, because we know that many of the commodity prices are lower than where they were for much of 2023, but costs continue to climb, and that's certainly squeezing profits for many farmers. And on top of that, you have interest rates that are at very high levels, highest levels we've seen in a couple decades. And so again, tough time to operate, tough time to make a profit, and certainly that's being reflected in the data that we're seeing.
While this tighter ag economy will likely cause producers to hold back on investments like machinery purchases, Ayers said there is still some opportunity to get some profits this year.
When you look at the space, the environment right now, again, tough to make a profit. We're going to see more people probably cut back on investment. They're going to look for areas to cut costs because they know things are going to be tight. Maybe you won't make that big equipment purchase. Maybe you won't be adding to land. And certainly that does dim some of the prospects for sector expansion, but there's still put good opportunity out there. And, I think there's going to be record levels of amount of planting and acres this year. So again, good profits to be had. Just have to set your expectations and make sure you're, preparing that maybe prices might go a little bit lower. Make sure you're making those adjustments to your operations to make sure you're keeping a profit going.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.